Proclamation number 6368 of 30th of September, 1955. Servants of the End Time. The servant's wages shall be according to his labor. I have still hired you at the last hour because much work is still to be done until the day draws near. I need many laborers in my vineyard, and I will reward all of them according to justice and righteousness. But my servant's work will also have to be valued differently, the harder it is and the less time is allotted for it. For it will require considerably more strength and love in the last days, before the end, to make the hardened soil fertile. My servants will not be allowed to tire and will have to carry out their activity with full zeal, otherwise they will not be able to do it and the time would have passed uselessly. And I know how difficult it is in the last days to win people's hearts for me, to preach my word to them with success. I also know what faith my servants on earth have to muster themselves in order to be able to stand up for what they teach out of conviction. I also know how much these servants have to struggle for their faith themselves because they stand in the midst of a faithless world and experience little support but much hostility. And that is why I give them special credit for their willingness to work and provide them with abundant strength and grace, and one day I will reward them royally. And I will strengthen their faith unusually because I see their serious will with which they want to serve me. For this reason I can also give them unusual consideration, for the preconditions are given under which I can work. That they'll be completely devoted to me, thus they are no longer chained to my adversary. And now you will also understand why the last shall receive the same reward as the first, even though they only have a short time left in office. These last ones will go through the great battle of faith and it will require much strength and faith to stand firm, because it almost seems like an illusion what they represent and for which they take all privations and sufferings upon themselves. Consequently, they will carry out a labor of grubbing which requires all strength and which they nevertheless gladly render to me, which is why Roman 1, as father of the house, will take care of them bodily and spiritually, now and for eternity. But you should not work for me for the sake of reward, for if this were only the driving force you would truly not be able to endure the last, difficult time. But if love for me and your neighbor drives you to your vineyard work, then it will be blessed, because love itself is the strength which enables you to do so despite the greatest resistance. But anyone who wants to serve me must then only remain in my world. He must not look back to the earthly world he has left. He must fully consciously want to exchange this world with the kingdom for which he is now to create and work. He must acknowledge me as unlimited ruler and voluntarily submit himself to all my instructions. He must completely relinquish his will and make himself mine. He must serve for my sake, not for the sake of reward. Only then can he work successfully, for then my blessing will be upon everything he undertakes. Then he will be filled with my strength, which he will acquire through his love in full measure. And then he will also be granted a glorious fate in the spiritual kingdom, for everyone will receive as he deserves. Amen.